CBA Mobile.
Tango Mobile, hello again there, Dave. You must be on your way home from the ball game.
I am. I'm over here in Easley and headed back to Taylor's.
Just Highway 276 here in on 85, so I'm headed back towards Spartanburg. So anyway, and didn't end up doing a whole lot down there because it turned out to be easier to be done than they thought. So and but I got to meet some people and see a friend that I hadn't seen in 5 years, and you know, things like that.
Sounds like it turned out pretty good for you there, and not too much work, and got to see a friend, so sounds like it worked out good.
It did. Well, did your grandson's team win?
They played a tough team. They beat them last time, and so they were out, you know, for payback, and they made a real good comeback, but they lost about two runs, and but they played really well, so you know, I'm proud of them. They don't have anything to, you know, to be ashamed about, that's for sure.
As long as they play good. Got somebody driving along in a Mercedes, and they were sped up to the speed limit of everybody else around them, and then they slowed down to like 58 miles an hour, and with all the traffic behind them, got backed up. So, and now they're cruising along at 50 something instead of the 60, and the traffic's passing them right and left. So, but it is what it is. Let's see, I'm going under SC-146 over here, so I'm getting through this area here. Traffic is not bad. It's not as bad as I thought it would be on going either direction right now.
I drove 85 northbound and yesterday about 1:30 or so and quarter to, and it was, man, the southbound, when I got on at 14, was just backed up, and it didn't, like, if they were moving, they were moving very slowly, and it was like that for miles. And so when I came back, I came back on Wade Hampton Boulevard on 29, and so it was a lot better. Still had a lot of traffic, but not near as, at least we were moving.
What, southbound 85 is going to be in about 2 hours, and as people are starting to arrive down at Clemson at 4 o'clock for the 8 o'clock ball game, because they do all that tailgate and everything. So you know, it's going to be, the southbound side of here will be really a mess. And when I came up going, the northbound side, the southbound side will be a mess. When I was going up, coming down this morning, I noticed over here on the northbound side there was a tractor trailer rig sitting there, one of those that is a car hauler. And all of his cars had been backed off the rig so they could be loaded on another rig to carry the cars where they need to go, because this guy was broken down and his truck is still sitting there. No cars, but the truck is sitting there.
That's got to be a bummer, I tell you. That's, you know, I guess if I drove a tractor trailer, that would definitely be probably my last choice to be a car hauler, because I've just seen, you know, all the working at a dealership, and I've watched them unload cars, and you know, and they're responsible for, you know, anything. And in fact, I had one. I was doing a new one. And I was doing a pre-delivery inspection. We call it a PDI. And I got it up on the lift, and all the plastic that was under the car, I guess it's helped make it more aerodynamic, which is all scraped up really bad. And I had to call my service manager out there and let him see it. I said, man, I'm, you know, I hate to get the guy in trouble, but this looks like, you know, an offloading accident here.
Backed up traffic. Well, 85, all three lanes is backed up around the Pelham Avenue, Pelham Road exit. I mean, it's, you know, once it gets beyond Pelham Road about a half mile, then it starts picking up again. But all in this area leading up to Pelham Road and the bridge at Pelham Road and all that, I don't know what it's slowed down for. I didn't see anything, no wrecks or anything on the other side. They're doing construction beyond it, but that's off in the new section that they're widening, so it's not affecting the lanes that you're driving. Oh, well, it is. Yeah, I used to, when I was in the service, I learned to drive tractor trailers because a couple of times I had to make a trip from Charleston to Atlanta, Georgia to pick up a part for our computer that was down in Atlanta, and they didn't have anybody else that could pick it up, so they taught me to drive the rigs, and I took a rig and went down there and picked up the device and brought it back, and then they brought a crane over and unloaded it, took out the old one, put the new one in place, and set the old one off to the side. It was the generator, it was the power system that drove the printer that we had, and it kept burning out, and so anyway, it was a fun trip going down there, and that was back in the late 60s, so, you know, that was before all of the super interstates were.
I remember when they built 85.
I built 26, and coming up in 85 was built when I moved up here in 76. But it's still a construction job in progress.
KB4CBA. Yep. You know, I really wish when they had widened it from four lane to six, they'd just gone ahead and done eight lane, because I think it's already reached the capacity of six lanes a few years back. So I think they're probably wishing they'd gone to eight.
They're only adding one more lane either side at this time. I mean, during the area around Greenville, 385 and all that, they've got five lanes. But still, they're not going but to four lanes on either direction in that area along here and all along the interstates and down 26 where they're widening it down towards Columbia and beyond that way, beyond Columbia down towards Charleston. They're only going from two lanes to three lanes each direction. And, you know, and I've seen the traffic on the two-lane Interstate 26, particularly when you come off of 95 and then head west on 26, you know, it gets to be that way. So, oh, well, you know, it's all of those good highway engineers that come out of the college these days. They all think they've got the right way to do it.
There's a lot of things that factor in, and I'm sure money's a big a big factor with that. So who knows? But anyway, well, I've got a fairly easy drive here. I'm just gonna go straight through town. I don't know if they call it 123 here. It's Easily Bridge Road. And going through the mill villages here on Easily Bridge.
I've been that way before. Come both ways, going in through Greenville, back out down to Easily, from Easily back through Greenville and back that way over. But I haven't had any problem on my side of 85, northbound side. We haven't even slowed down. Just a few idiots out here don't know how to drive, but that's, other than that, you're going to find that anywhere you go on interstates or regular roads. So, but I'm moving along. I'm getting ready to go underneath 101 here now, so I'm getting closer. I got one, next exit's mine, so I'm getting closer. Closer and closer, and I'll find me some lunch.
Lunch? Oh. Well, out. So what exit do you take on highway?
Exit, I think it's 63. 63, I think, is the highway 290 exit.
You take 290 off of 85. Well, my goodness. I'm sitting here at Pendleton and Easley Bridge. They built a Burger King on the corner there. Isn't that interesting? That's new. I can't even remember what was there. But a brand new Burger King sitting here.
I'm waiting for the new Culver's to open over here on 290. It'll be a whole lot closer to me than the one over here. Right now, the closest Culver's that's open to me is all the way over on 29 in Greer. And they're building one here just down from the interstate on 290, going in towards down towards the Moore area down there. So away from Duncan. That'll be opening up soon. It looks like they're close to being ready to open.
I've seen one in Greer. I don't think we've ever eaten there. And I couldn't tell you why. I just know we haven't eaten there.
Their food is good. Their food is good. And everything is fixed up fresh. I mean, you order a hamburger, they cook your hamburger, and then they serve it to you. You order a chicken sandwich, they cook your chicken and serve it to you. I mean, they don't have a lot of stuff back there waiting, and they fix everything pretty much as you order it. Fries, now they might have that, they might fry up a bunch of fries, but with the food going out as quick as it does. And then, of course, they've got their ice cream that they serve, and they usually got some good ice cream and some good shakes and things like that. So it's a good place to go there.
Meat and three kind of place?
They're mainly burgers and sandwiches. They're burgers and sandwiches and things. They're not, they're not a meat and three place. They're hamburgers and chicken sandwiches and all kinds of things like that primarily. That's what they are. And I told you I was getting off at exit 63. I thought it was. Well, it's 63. And I'm just getting off the interstate.
That means you're, I was going through a crosswalk back there. I'm still amazed by the way people will drive. But anyway, so you're getting off the merry-go-round.
That parking lot out, that three-lane parking lot out there?
Well, I just went by the Croc Center, and I'm doing a little cut-through here. I don't even know what the name of this road is, but I've been on it a million times. And there used to be a Luthy's pawn shop was up here, and I don't know what it is now. Whatever it is, it's closed today. Let's see what am I on? Oh, Butler Avenue.
I hit the Chick-fil-A here, and all I think it looks like it's a little crowded, but it doesn't look too bad. So I think I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A for lunch here. I'll catch up to you later. You have a good afternoon, and maybe I'll catch you on the air later. KB4CBA, W2T, 73s for now.
People, enjoy your lunch, and good to talk to you, and have a safe trip the rest of the way home, and hope to talk to you soon. Enjoy the rest of your day, 73s, W2T, KB4CBA.